producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Wow, I can't believe it. This is a lucky beginning of the week. Victoria Jones is with us. She has exemplary notes that she sends out each and every day, and I look forward to them. I cannot tell you when I drink my coffee. Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
So, have you been serial watching anything lately?
Well, Project Runway, obviously.
Obviously,
I've been watching. And, well, you know, I watch Grimm and Gotham. Those are my go-to shows.
Ooh, I like both of those, too, as well.
Speaking of
Grimm, this Syrian refugee fight, wow, this is a real showdown. Now they're talking about, on the Hill, a possible government shutdown. What do you think the odds are of that?
Well, you know, the anti-refugee bill, this is from Syria and Iraq refugees, passed the House overwhelmingly last week with a veto-proof majority, and it stalled likely in the Senate. The Congress is on a 10-day recess for Thanksgiving. They take 10 days for Thanksgiving. Most people get a day. And but it's questionable what's going to happen with it. And so whether it really would lead to government shutdown, there are people who would really like to turn it into that. So at the moment, it's kind of up in the air. President Obama is indicating that he might be open to doing something about, for example, the visa waivers that enable 20 million people from certain countries, friendly countries, to just walk in without having to go through an interview, but because they get a waiver for their visas. And that's something that Dianne Feinstein and Jeff Flake in the Senate want to introduce a bill to curb. And that's something that he's indicating he might go along with. That's the track the Senate's on.
All right, so we'll keep our eye on that. Speaking of keeping your eyes wide open, how about Donald Trump jumping on one of the Sunday shows yesterday and saying, yeah, I'm not going to really rule out a third party. So if you're Priebus, are you a little bit concerned about that?
Yes, you probably are a little bit. You probably got mixed feelings. On the one hand, you probably want him out of the party after condoning the beating up of somebody black by a bunch of white thugs at a Birmingham rally, which was an extraordinary sight. On the other hand, if he does run as an independent, he could siphon off votes and allow Hillary Clinton to win.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy, the jumping jacks of what could possibly happen depending on Trump. He really has a big card to play in this, despite the fact that everybody was laughing about it 6-7 months ago. Now, it's not a laughing matter, is it?
No, he's a real player, and he's in the 30s now. He's no longer in the
20s. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. All right, last one. How about the Russian Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, saying, you know, being at a summit with the president, of course, over the weekend, and saying, being quoted as saying, the U.S. is irresponsible and we've empowered ISIS. I guess I was kind of surprised by that.
Well, it's surprising that Medvedev says anything, really, because, you know, I'm always amazed that he stands up on hind legs. It is kind of surprising, particularly since the Russians went into Syria ostensibly to bomb ISIS and then bombed everybody else except ISIS.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, what happened in Paris, it's funny, I thought of you and I thought of some other people that I know that have been there, and it just is sickening to think back, you know, less than 2 weeks ago everything was fine, and then to see what happened and to watch now the repercussions of it. Unbelievable, huh?
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. Victoria Jones, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. turning over Europe to find the mastermind, however long it takes. And there are clues and hints and thousands of leads that are pouring in. I talked to someone today that we wanted to have on the show, but couldn't come on the show for fear of, you know, not getting that clearance from supervisors, but said that here in the United States, we're getting so many, and that's not a shock, I don't think. We're getting so much of the email and the calls that are also flooding into the U.S. too as well, talking about signs of what happened in Paris and the clues that are unraveling and whatnot. You even have the State Department, of course, is issuing a travel alert. That's not a surprise when you think of the amount of people who are traveling for Thanksgiving. And this is because of increased terror threats, information that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terror groups are thinking about attacks, have planned attacks, could be scoping out your neighborhood right now, which sounds so ridiculous to say. But that was the conversation that I had that was eye-opening, I guess, that in the world of where does this happen next, there are literally addresses being thrown in the direction of intelligence officials as to what could happen, crowds and events. And you know, here's the thing, sorting through what is credible and what isn't credible can sometimes be difficult. So somehow the Paris terror suspect slipped through the Brussels law enforcement wall, and the trail is cold. You have the Belgian Prime Minister who says schools and subways and all of that are reopened because they arrested 21 people in their terror raids. And then you found this, there was the find of the suicide vest in Paris that raises the possible link to the suspect, because it certainly was something that was believed to be scouted out for perhaps months, going through dry runs, looking at places in the concert hall and areas where you might find the most crowds to get their biggest, we'll call it their biggest headlines that they could possibly get in taking out as many people that they could take out. So the Belgian Prime Minister says this is there is a serious and imminent threat. And that's why we have the highest alert level, even though we're opening back our subways and whatnot, because a street cleaner found an explosive vest similar to the ones used in the Paris attacks on Monday near the place where a suspect's mobile phone had been found. So the thought is he aborted his mission, and he ditched a malfunctioning vest, or he simply was afraid and bolted. It was an explosive vest, didn't have a detonator, was found by the street cleaner in a bunch of rubble at the Châtillon-Montrouge, which is on the southern edge of Paris, and it was a considerable distance from the sites of the attacks, but the vest had bolts, the same type of explosives that were used on November 13th that killed 130 people. Whew, isn't that frightening? Hang with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
What can I do, baby? Get in the insurance game. What can I do, baby?
Are you confused or you're tired of trying to figure it out? Oh, I feel you, America. We're talking about health insurance, of course, and this is this open enrollment period. It's the season to figure it all out. And things have really changed for millions of Americans since the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people, and I get these emails, I can feel the heat coming through the emails, are furious still over what's happened. They have larger co-pays, they have high deductibles, often not even wanting to go to the doctor, just trying to suffer through something because they're afraid of what is going to be the out-of-pocket cost. Oh, it's awful. So, to sort some of this out with us, Danny O'Connell joins us, health insurance expert. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, Kate.
So, you know what? Your phones must be ringing off the hook, I bet, and it's not to say Merry Christmas. It's to say, help me!
You know, I feel like I should start billing as part of a therapy group or a therapist. It's right. And the challenging part is every year this changes. And when you think, well, I found something, this works for me, and then lo and behold, you know, 10 months later, it's time to go through the process again, only to find out that all of your options are now completely different.
Yeah. So what should somebody do that's getting into this process and trying to figure out what's the right way to go? They're confused. They keep hearing, well, this insurance is cheaper, it's better, it goes further. And that's not often true. I think that's part of the problem.
Right. So number one, the first thing I would do is speak with your doctors and see what individual networks they are in, because unfortunately, the individual networks change almost every year. And really, that's going to be one of the major differences or a key difference between a plan offered through your employer or you going out and getting it on your own. It could be the exact same insurance company, but completely different network. So you want to go out and ask, are you taking these individual plans? What networks are you contracted with? I'd say that's step number one.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is really look at, okay, what type of a utilizer am I? Am I a person that, you know, I just kind of get seasonal sinus infections and I go to the doctor every now and then? Or am I somebody that's living with a chronic health condition? I'm on regular name brand medications. I need to see a specialist on a regular basis. Either way, I would say to expect to pay more when you're going and seeing a provider and being treated. So that would be the next thing. Just brace yourself, or it may cost you a little bit more, and each year it may cost you a little bit more to get treated. So those are two major things to be aware of.
Ooh. Okay, so the pay more scenario. Somebody told me the other day, you know what you can do? You can get a plan that's decent, and I love what you say. You absolutely call your doctor and find that out. Just don't play Russian roulette. But then you can also get the supplemental thing. There's supplemental insurance to cover you if something happens, something catastrophic or whatever it might be. That'll be a crazy number you would have to come up with, and there are a lot of insurance companies that offer that.
Yeah, some of the carriers offer like a rider or additional coverage in case of like a cancer or, you know, an accident that you can add onto the policy. And it's just kind of doing the math on those. I'm a big advocate of looking at disability and kind of like a critical illness policy and having your own. And a good critical illness policy is one that you can just buy direct from an insurance company. It's aside typically from your health insurance. But now you are starting to see health insurance companies offer the more limited ones. But the good thing about the critical illness policy is if you get diagnosed with something, it'll pay you lump sum, typically cash, for the diagnosis. And then you can go and see and get treated by whomever you want to, have experimental things, you know, covered, and have the money to be able to use that as you want.
Yeah, and usually that's relatively affordable, right?
It can be, absolutely, just depending on what level, you know, of coverage you want, age, covering the family, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think part of this is you just have to have, Danny, something that a lot of us don't have. It's patience. It's kind of like doing your taxes. You just have to take the day, take the days, and figure it out, do the math, like you said. Do you find when you get phone calls, I mean, people just want coverage because they're used to, especially depending on their work situation, being covered by work, and when all of a sudden they're catapulted into a different arena, it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
It is, and I would say definitely go work with an individual local in your area. Mm-hmm. There's a really good resource, one of our national associations. It's called NAHU, and their website is nahu.org, NAHU.org. And you can look up in your area different agents that are registered with them, and they're going to be very good professional agents. There's typically no cost to work with them. They can help you navigate the plans. There's no difference in cost with a plan of working with an agent than going direct and going through healthcare.gov, and they can really help you identify some key things that you need to be aware of and help you get that issued.
Okay, so we're in the open enrollment season. How long does this continue?
Yeah, so for this year, it's through January 31st. They can always extend it at the last minute. The first year, it was like a six-month period. Last year, they really didn't do that. And it's important for people to understand and your listeners to understand that basically now's your time to buy coverage for next year. So if you wait until March, unless if you have a life-changing event, you can't call up and say, I need insurance now. It's January 31st, and that coverage will go into effect February 1st, and then that's pretty much it for the year.
Right, so if you miss it, you're stuck. Yeah, I guess you can get catastrophic.
You're pretty well stuck, and you're facing a penalty from the IRS usually. And next year it goes up again.
Ooh.
And that's another frustrating part about this is, you know, people did their taxes this year. They paid the penalty, and they're like, all right, well, it's cheaper than getting insurance. That's true. But then this year for 2015, the penalty is actually double what it was last year. But you don't find that out until typically April, and the marketplace is closed. And so now somebody thinks that they paid one thing, and then next year in April of this coming year, they're going to find out their penalty was double what it was.
Wow.
Wow. And it goes up and up.
And everybody's different economically, and how many children you have, what size your family is, all that kind of stuff obviously plays into this if you're not doing it through an employer. What about for low-income Americans? What about those people? Are there still subsidies, breaks? Because there was confusion over that.
There are, and you have to be careful kind of where your income is. It really dictates where you purchase. So there is the Medicaid market for the lower income people, and that's normally an individual making under $17,000 a year. And then when you go to healthcare.gov to estimate that subsidy, it'll tell you if your income needs to kick you back to the Medicaid program through the state or if you're eligible for a subsidy through the federal government. And this year I went through and I started kind of playing with it, and for me, I was putting in different income amounts, and the subsidy calculator through healthcare.gov was not working for a period of time. It's supposed to tell you at $46,000 or below, you start getting this kind of sliding scale. Mine, I couldn't get a subsidy until I was showing $33,000 of income, and it gave me a subsidy of $8 a month. And then the other part, too, that you got to be careful of, Kate, is when you give that, that's an estimate on based on what you think your income is going to be the next year.
Yeah.
So you actually get the option to say, give me all of it, part of it, or none of it. And the first full year that we went through this, 50% of the people who got subsidies actually owed money back to the IRS.
Oh, that would be awful. And see, here's the interesting thing, and you know this, Danny, and we're speaking with Danny O'Connell, health insurance expert. A lot of times when you have entrepreneurs, and we have a country filled with more and more entrepreneurs, and you know how that is. One year you could be killing it, and then maybe you have kind of a down year. So it's hard to estimate, I think, with some small businesses, depending on how they pay themselves and what they do. I think that becomes pretty tricky.
It definitely is. It's a frustration, and you've got business owners that don't show any income and take it out at the end of the year and a lot of different things. So from the calculation, the penalty calculation, the other part is it's the modified adjusted gross household income. So it takes into account everything, alimony, child support. Anything that is producing income to you is thrown into that number.
So here's a question for you. Since you've been in this business for a while, and you now you've seen what's happened with this flip with the affordable health care, is it just the way it was implemented, like we'll throw this out here and then we'll worry about what's not working? How confusing is it from your side of it? I guarantee you've had to scramble and change some of your knowledge base.
Absolutely. And when the bill was passed, I think the intent was good, but the failure was in the execution and the people who were actually putting this together. And so much of it, the language in the bill says subject to the discretion of the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services. So it means that one person controls our health care and they can make decisions one way or the other. I know a lot of people talk about President Obama extending and delaying and do these different things, but really that secretary at a whim can make any type of change. So at the beginning, we were seeing changes under Sebelius almost weekly, and now you're kind of seeing, okay, monthly type of thing. And I still have employers asking me, as of this weekend, is this going to get delayed? Because you have business owners that have never offered coverage that are now, do I pay the penalty or do I offer coverage?
Yeah,
and absolutely. And we've been very successful in working with our clients and finding an affordable solution relative to the market that can beat the penalty and still add value to your employees so you're not just throwing your money away.
Yeah, no kidding. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you in the great state of Texas, how do they do that?
Yeah, so they can call us from anywhere. We do business all across the U.S., but our number is 214-750-7557. Again, that's 214-750-7557.
Yeah, great information. I hope everybody was taking notes. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you so much, Kate.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello.
That's some Adele, and let me tell you, every time she churns out new music, people rush and snap it up. In an era where music has certainly changed and the way you sell it and make money in it is a lot different than how it used to be, Adele sold 2.3 million in 72 hours. 2.3 million. The lady is a powerhouse. Plus, she did one of the Bond songs. You know, I saw the latest Bond, and that's what I thought of. I'm like, oh, who's doing the song? But that's huge. 2.3 million in 3 days in the U.S. So for the whole week, they're aiming for 2.9 million. Yeah. It's funny. I remember when she first showed up, it seems like just a few years ago, and she was on the stage for the Academy Awards doing her song, and by then, people certainly knew who she was, but you could see her just breathing it all in, taking on in what was happening, and I thought that was really, really cool. And since she looks like a different kind of rock star, I like that about her. So Adele's 25, that's what the new album is called, and that's wild. It's that quickly, and they'll keep tracking it. It's her third studio album. She just has that voice. You know, she has that voice that is relatable. For any of you who are older, for those who are younger, I think she cuts across the generation. So if somebody said to her, who's your target audience? Who's the ultimate listener of your music? I think her music transcends different demographics. I'm just saying. All right, and I got to tell you this. When you look at the Patriots, and you remember the perfect season they had, which didn't lead to a Super Bowl. Almost. Now the Patriots are 10-0. Our pal Steve Kelly, Free Money Guy, is coming on our next show. And, of course, we have our latest version of Nail the Score. That's in our second hour, last segment. And I just look at these Patriots. It's just like Adele. You look at the Patriots, and there they are again. No matter if they have to deal with injuries, a banged-up offensive line, no Julian Edelman, whatever, somehow they find a way to get it done, even if it's narrowly. Because they beat the Bills 20-13. Tom Brady, 20 of 39 passes, 277 yards. They're on course for their second perfect regular season in 9 years. That's crazy. Those are some crazy, crazy stats. In a world where we are pulling our hair out and looking every which way behind us, beside us, and whatnot, when we escape for what we enjoy, whether it's football or music, it's interesting to find the common denominators. So while she has such a great record, the Patriots also have such a great record. And despite Deflategate and all the other nonsense, it doesn't matter. Somehow they still end up in the same position. All right, we're going to shake in a couple of different directions, and you know how this show rolls. You can participate any way you want to, and you can jam on these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Got a lot of reaction the other day to Donald Trump saying, yeah, you know what, we need to use databases, and we just can't let people willy-nilly come into our country. And I think if you walk up to almost anyone, and maybe I'm completely wrong about this, unless they were crazy left of left, saying that, geez, I don't think we should have any control over what's happening at the border. I think just let it roll. Whatever happens, because that's not who we are. I think at some point you really have to say, wait a second. We see what's happened in Paris. We see what's happening in other countries. See how close they're coming in London and some other big international cities. You know, and at some point you got to say, we got to do a head count. Although it's tough to do, because if you're talking about Syrian refugees, what base are you checking into? What data are you combing over? What are you comparing it against? And the answer is you don't have a lot of places to go with that. You don't have a lot of places to go. And in the meantime, we have these airstrikes. So you have the Pentagon saying, yeah, I'm not so sure about Russia hitting 1,000 ISIS tankers. Let's verify that. How do you verify what they hit? 1,000 tankers is huge. Line them all up next to each other and imagine the damage that would do to that terror group. It does seem highly unlikely and sort of exaggerated. I won't even say sort of. I'll take that out of it. I'll say exaggerated numbers. I mean, look, our defense people are saying it's nearly impossible to destroy that many tankers with unguided bombs used by the Russians. But this is what the Russians are saying. If you ever get RT, if you ever go and watch RT online, you'll see the Russian version. The Russian strikes torch, they say, 1,000 of them delivering crude oil to ISIS over a 5-day period. Well, that would be big. And then they hit 472 targets in Syria. How much ammunition did they use up? A ton of it. How many bombs did they drop to make all this happen? So you think about that. And the U.S.-backed coalition strikes, the attack by 4 A-10 attack planes and 2 AC-130 gunships happened on Saturday. Wasn't reported until Monday. Followed a similar assault that was held 5 days before that destroyed 116 tanker trucks as their air campaign, the coalition's air campaign, continues. They even have a name for it, Operation Tidal Wave 2. Supposed to cripple any way to refine, distribute, do anything with oil. because oil provides the money to fund this group, a big chunk of it anyway. And this time, which I said many, many years ago, this is the way to do it. It's been done in the past. They dropped warning leaflets, and they even made runs in the area to persuade civilian drivers of the trucks to abandon it. Just leave your trucks before the bombing starts. So we believe no people, civilians, were injured or killed, and that's great news. See, this is what you have to consider. ISIS controls nearly all of Syria's oil fields. It's in the eastern part of the country. It produces 30,000 barrels a day. That's a lot of oil. The oil is mostly going to Turkey. They sell it at cut rate prices, but you know how much it generates? Cut rate prices funding this terror group $50 million a month. That'll buy you a whole bunch of explosive vests. And this is a big chunk of how they're getting money, through oil. So, of course, cut off the oil. But 1,000 tankers, think of what the coalition did, and then it doesn't add up. I would agree with that. I'd be skeptical of the claim of 1,000 going out. Makes sense. Makes sense that you can't prove it. You show me the tankers you destroyed, and I'll show you. Bottom line is, whatever they're doing, anything that takes away a source of money for ISIS is a good thing, in my book. Whoever wants to take credit, whoever wants to exaggerate, bomb them and bomb them some more. Evaporate every tanker truck you can. Take away every source connected to oil possible to make it that much more difficult to fund what they're doing and beheading people and blowing innocent people up and shooting them in cold-blooded thirst at a concert in Paris, for goodness sake. Whatever they can do, meaning the coalition, the Russians, whoever, to take out those trucks, take them out. Fight about the numbers later, but take out every single truck and way that you can possibly remove that oil. Refineries, anything connected to it. And then just on the heels of what I said before, earlier in this hour, about the suicide vest being found in Paris. Oh, we're cleaning up the streets. Oops, look, we've got a suicide vest here. Scary, because more people could have been killed. Whatever led to the vest being chucked does show that there was someone else involved. And that's scary. Enough people died. Enough people were injured. Imagine if more had been added to that total. Outrageous. So whatever airstrike, whatever group, whoever wants to beat their chest and claim how many numbers of tanks they took out, who cares? Take them out. Take every means they have for oil and smuggling it into Turkey. Take it out any way you can. Coming up, Clock Boy goes for some big bucks. I'll explain.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Wrecking Ball Queen Miley Cyrus. Can you believe she's only 23 years old? Seems like she's been around forever. How about this? Also celebrating a birthday today, Robin Renee Roberts. Do you recognize her? 55 is her 55th birthday. She's on ABC's Good Morning America show, and she's a longtime ESPN sportscaster before that. Others with the birthday of some notoriety. Famous folks, in other words. How about web video star? Now, if you are a star of the web, you are considered a celeb. So, Jonathan Lopriori, who is 30, I've seen a few of his videos. He's celebrating that birthday, number 30. 30 is a good birthday, I think. Franklin Pierce, not with us, but he would be celebrating a birthday. His last one was in 1869. Yeah, you can go leave flowers somewhere. I'm not even sure where. And then how about this? Papa John's. John Schnatter. Schnatter is really his name. Schnatter is 54 years old. We see him in the commercials all the time with the football players. I'm just going to give you a couple more. How about Tom Joyner, DJ 66. Joyner famously had two shows going on, one in Dallas and one in Chicago. He does a syndicated show now. and he would get on a plane, he'd finish one, jump on a plane, and go to the other. Now with the delays and what it's like to travel, that'd be pretty tough, wouldn't it? And then I'll give you one more. How about this? Maxwell Caulfield, 56 years old, an actor. If you saw his face, you would know who he is. He's been in a lot of movies, a big character guy. He's had some starring roles, but he was the playboy, Miles Colby, in the TV show The Colbys. But he also had a ton of cameo appearances and things, too. And he married the actress Juliet Mills in 1980, and I guess that put him on the map in a different way. So there you go. Also celebrating a birthday are Dan in Texas. I hope, for goodness sake, somebody took him out or he just made something that he liked. Hey, Dan, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's a good day. You know, that's a good day to celebrate a birthday. When you were a kid, you know, it wasn't Christmas yet, and it was before Thanksgiving. People are in really good moods. You have a good birthday.
Yeah, I did. They used to tell me, look, Danny, we got you a turkey for your birthday. I said, why is that about 12 years old?
Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I always thought I was having one hell of a celebration, you know, cake and ice cream and all that. Turkey,
yeah.
My God, pie. I mean, I was doing good, you know.
The best.
But I fixed a pineapple upside down cake that was to die for with double Dutch chocolate ice cream. And Tom come over, and I had a couple other people's plans to come over, but they couldn't make it. So we just had a little short little celebration with the three of us. And Tom brought me a card. He's a good friend of mine. He's 90 years old.
Nice.
An old cowboy like me. And Pierce, I played poker with him way back when, old Franklin. We used to play poker together.
Perfect. I knew it. You're just a kid at heart, but
absolutely.
You just can't take you out too far. You might crumble.
And I was really proud of you with your little thing about bombing of the tankers and how you felt about that. I thought that was just great. You know, it's amazing. Rush Limbaugh last Friday said Obama was falling down on the job and said if he was president, I'll tell you what I would do. I would bomb every damn truck that they've got and set their oil wells on fire. And Saturday, guess what? Obama ordered them to strike and take out those tankers. That was also something that they did a little rendition of with Michael Wallace, or which Wallace is it? Mike or
Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, mm-hmm. when they did the Rush Limbaugh thing. And I just loved seeing Rush on there. He's lost weight. He looks good. And his books that he's putting out for kids are just absolutely taking America by storm.
I heard that, yeah. And it's such a big industry now, too, young adults.
You're going to come out with another book before too long, are you not?
I have two books out, and I am going to do a political book.
That's
yeah.
what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of it. You're right.
I told your screener last night after you did the 20 questions routine with him about true or mm-hmm. false. I said, mm-hmm. well, so the Marquise de Sade raked you over the coals, did you?
That could be my nom de plume.
Absolutely. You qualify, baby. You qualify. Well, look, I don't have any axe to grind tonight. I just wanted to call
nice.
You and tell you that I love you and that we've been listening and being good little servants, and we're so glad you're not doing all this re-rack
oh,
crap because
please.
We like listening to your velvet tones. And,
you're so funny, Dan.
You're special to us, babe. You know that.
Thank you, Dan, and happy, happy birthday. I love it. I love his birthday celebration with the 90-year-old friend. It's funny because Dan has all kinds of friends too, just like me. I mean, he's talked about it before. I have friends since I was a kid. I think there's such wisdom with older people, and I love that he has this friend who came over with a card and whatnot. Very, very cool. The name of my book, the working title, I'm not sure, but the working title actually, part two, what I have is Next Caller. So, for what it's worth. So let's talk about this for a second. Remember the clock, kid? Ahmed Mohammed. His family is suing the school for $15 million. They want in damages and apologies. Remember, he was arrested in September when he brought a homemade clock that a teacher flagged as a possible bomb. So he, you know, that's what they're doing. They're going after them for this Texas, he's a Texas high school freshman, and he was suspended by MacArthur High School for this misunderstanding, is, you know, what they're saying. And detractors are saying that the clock was pre-made, that it was purchased pre-made, and the entire episode was carefully staged. The president tweeted Mohammed in an invitation to the White House event after complimenting the clock design. There's all kinds of accusations, positive, negative, and everything in between flying around on this thing. In the aftermath of what happened, Mohammed's attorneys say that the teen's name and likeness is associated with one of the most contentious and divisive socio-political issues of our time. And, you know, after he met Obama at the White House, his family announced they were leaving for Qatar right after that. So they're looking for the money. And this is a school not too far from where our satellite facility is, where I'm broadcasting from. It's in the city of Irving. It's Irving, Texas. And the letter to the city says that Mohammed's constitutional rights were violated. So we'll see where this case goes. You know, it's, and they're saying, if you don't comply, if you fail to comply with the demands, because they had some demands, it said that within 60 days of the date of the letter, you should expect we'll file a civil action addressing the causes of action and events described in the letter. So that's one of the things they did. The, you know, Mohammed's attorneys are saying his reputation in the global community is permanently scarred. What do you think the odds are that they'll win that suit or it gets kicked out? I think right now it's a coin flip. Depends on the judge, depends on where it goes. Thanks for listening to this hour of America tonight. And happy, happy birthday to Dan and everybody else celebrating on November 23rd.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.